This is the podcast for the visual aids page of eapfoundation.com. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com. A visual aid is anything which your audience can see and which helps them to follow your spoken presentation. In addition to aiding understanding, visual aids can also help to keep the audience's attention and interest by adding variety to the presentation style. However interesting the speaker, it is difficult to remain interested for long if that speaker does nothing but talk to the audience. The most common types of visual aids in seminar presentations are PowerPoint, whiteboard or blackboard, and handouts. What should you present in your visual aid? Well, there are many types of information which can be presented using visual aids. These include graphs, tables, bar charts, pie charts, diagrams, photographs, and text. Remember that visual aids must be visual. If possible, use pictures or diagrams or graphs rather than text. Think carefully about size and colour. Make sure the visual aids can be seen by the audience at the back of the room. Some do's and don'ts are: make sure the audience at the back can clearly see all visuals. Text information should be brief. Some writers refer to the 6x6 rule, meaning a maximum of 6 lines with a maximum of 6 words per line. Think carefully about the colour of PowerPoint slides. Light background and dark lettering is best. Avoid diagrams or images which are too small. Avoid putting too much information in a table or diagram. And avoid full sentences and small text in PowerPoint slides. Remember also that your visual aids must aid your presentation. Slides must show the key points that you want to make. You will add comments while you speak, but if the audience can see your main points, this will help them to follow what you are saying. Some do's and don'ts are: make sure you have slides showing the structure in the introduction and main points in the body and conclusion of your presentation. Make sure all images or pictures give useful information. Avoid images and pictures which give no information. Avoid having too much information. Visuals should aid your presentation, not take its place. Avoid too many visuals, which may make the presentation confusing and difficult to follow. How about referring to visual aids? It's important when using visual aids to refer to them appropriately. Don't just read from your slide, turn and face the audience. You should also make sure that you use the correct language. Examples of language to refer to visual aids are given below. More can be found in the Language for Presentation section. Some examples are: as you can see here, here we can see, if we look at this slide shows. Finally, there is a checklist on this page. Use it to help you prepare your visual aids. Items in the checklist include: diagrams or images are big enough to be seen from the back. Not too much data in diagrams or tables. Not too much text on one page, the 6x6 rule. PowerPoint colour is okay, light background, dark letters. Visual aids cover the main points of the presentation. You have a visual, PowerPoint slide or whiteboard, which will show the structure of the presentation. All images give useful information, and not too many slides or images or handouts.